All right, so for those of you who don't know, I'm Bryson. I'm a senior. Thanks, Noah. And I live in Kellam Hall. It's actually, fifth floor. That's 10. There we go. All right, what's up, Jordan? So I've lived there 4 years. Side note. It wasn't on like the list of three dorms, but I ended up there. But anyway, so that's just a little bit about me. So summer training programs. Who knows what the abbreviation for summer training program is? All right, good job. So summer training programs look a lot different every year, but they're always good. I've been on two. My first one was in Branson, Missouri. Who was in Branson? Anyone? All right. Yeah, Ben Bacardi was my team leader and really challenged me a lot and helped me grow a lot. But there's basically two different options as in the summer training program. You can go, I went 2 years, first as a team member and second as a team leader. And again, both years were very different. As a team member, if you've never been on one, most likely you'd be going as a team member. And you learn a lot about living with people different than you, because a lot of times you live with them, you're with them hours and hours every week. You're having Bible study with them, people of different, sometimes theological background and different stuff, and there's a lot of tensions and clashes, but they're really good for your character. And so for me, I feel like my first year, God just taught me a lot about myself and my giftings. So a lot of the lessons for me were in evangelism and in spiritual giftings. And so I think that one thing that you start to learn in summer training programs is a lot about yourself. And so as you go, you start to discover, how has God made me? How does God want to use me? What does this look like? I think you start to learn skills and methods of things that you can use even outside of college. So once I graduate, how do I continue to use these things, whether it's inductive Bible studies or whether it's sharing the gospel with people you work with? Because when you have a job, I have a job here on campus. I don't know how many of you have jobs, but it's a lot different sharing the gospel with someone that you're going to see day in and day out than it is sharing with someone that you just walk up and just talk to. And so there's a lot of really valuable skills that you're going to continue to use the rest of your life. And then if you've already been 1 year, I know you might be wondering, well, I'm hesitant about going back because I'm just going to learn the same lessons. And I say that's not true at all. If you've already been 1 year, when you go back, if you go as a team leader, even as a team member again, God's going to have completely new things for you, that God has prepared things for you to learn. He's prepared good works for you to walk in that summer. And I just say that I'm in the business school, and I have the privilege of having a lot of flexibility in my classes, and I thank goodness haven't had to go to one summer of school. And so I know that in other majors that's a lot more difficult. But if you have the opportunity to go 1 year, even multiple years, I really encourage you to take the time to invest that summer, to grow yourself spiritually. There's a quote, I'm not sure who said it, but it's about building your character, and it says that God cannot use you beyond what your character can stand. And it's just the idea of like investing in your character so that God can use you in mighty ways in the future. So I really encourage you to go to either, whether it's learn about yourself, to learn how to live with others, but it's to continually build in yourself, invest in yourself so that you can be a more godly man, a more godly woman, and come back and use these skills to help advance the gospel here at Florida State. Thanks.